Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
My name is John. Good afternoon, sir. My name is John from the Republic Tax Relief, and I'm reaching you out regarding your IRS taxes. It seems you called us previously to get your taxes reduced, so let me help you with that. Do you have 2 years or more unfiled tax returns, or do you owe the IRS $5,000 or more, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir, let me help you with that. I'm going to proceed to transfer you over to one of our tax specialists who can walk you through it, all right? May I please have your first and last name, sir?
Christopher Parker.
Christopher Parker. Okay, thank you very much, sir. Now I'm going to proceed to transfer you over to one of our specialists, sir, who's going to assist you further. Please bear with me on the line, sir. It won't take no more than 30 seconds to transfer the call. Please bear with me on the line, sir. One moment. Thank you, sir. One moment, please. I'm trying to reach one agent, sir. Thank you. One moment, please. Okay. One moment, please. Okay.
Tax Relief, this is Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. I have Mr. Christopher Parker who needs further assistance, sir, with the taxes. Okay, the file number is 706-261-4727, sir. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so go ahead. You're in good hands, Mr. Parker.
All right.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello, Mr. Parker. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm fine, yourself.
Good, good. So, yeah, why don't you tell me a little bit about your situation? I'll kind of jump in, see what we can do to help. Like, how much does the IRS claim that you owe?
You know, I'm not for sure. All I know is the IRS, I owe the IRS some money, and they owe me some money, and we ain't never got it resolved. I ain't never wasn't able to really talk to nobody about it because of the corona and all that stuff.
Oh,
here, and I do. You know, it's just been a whole mess up, mix up, and just crazy. I need some help to talk to the right people so we can break even and see what I need to start paying them up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the IRS has a program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. And if you qualify, we can substantially reduce the amount that you owe, or we can put you in a position where you don't have to pay back any of it. So that's what we do. You know, we kind of go through it, see if you qualify, see what options you have, and kind of go from there. So do you think you're going to owe like over $5,000, under $5,000?
Maybe. And they owe me about $200,000 that I ain't never seen yet. They overgarnished my wages.
Yeah.
I need some help.
I mean, we only take cases. Well, I mean, we, you know, generally do, like, cases where people, you know, owe. But, yeah, we can certainly get to the bottom of it and see what's going on.
I just want to break even so I can move on with my life. You don't understand how hard it's been. It's so hard on me ever since 2020.
Right.
That's when everything started happening. Since 2020. 20 years. 20 years has been going on. That's all I'm saying.
I
need somebody to help me. And you just don't know how God just don't know. You are God shining his light on me right now because I was trying to get in contact with somebody and God has blessed me with the phone call. I tell you, so understand how lovely. I'm so thankful right now that I can finally talk to somebody. Please, sir, please get help.
Well, let's take a look at it and see what we can do. So hang on here. Let me pull it up.
I'm trying to stop smoking cigarettes because it messed up my voice. You just don't understand. I got to try to save a dollar, and God's trying to tell me to stop smoking. I'm just quit yesterday too, right before you called me. You don't understand how God working. He is working. He told me he here. Look, you don't understand. Just please help. Please.
And what's the, I'm sorry, what's your the phone number, your phone number, in case we get disconnected?
Give me a minute, give me a minute. I don't know. I just don't know. I lost my phone, got a new phone. I don't even know my number. I got to go for contact. It's 701.
Oh, I see a 361. Oh, okay.
No, 706.
Two.
706.
Two.
206. 702.
Okay, go ahead.
Ooh. 6147 27.
Okay, gotcha. All right. All right, let's take a look here. Okay, and then what year do you say that they owe you, they over-garnished you? From what year was that?
Well, it might have been about 2000. 2019 or 2020, and it's just been crazy ever since.
Okay, and then what year do you owe them for?
You know, sir, I really don't know.
Do you think?
I really don't know. All I know is I paid the money. I overpaid the money that they said I owed. And then they just started garnishing my wages because the system shut down. We had the coronavirus and everybody had to stay in the house, couldn't go nowhere. It was just hard times for me ever since then. I got in a bad car accident, I almost lost my life.
Right.
You just don't understand how God been working, and then he just worked it all. He's working it right now. I thank him because I need some help to get
try
to keep my life back in order.
And then, are you working now?
Yes, sir, I am working. I'm a truck driver.
You are not working?
I'm a truck driver.
Okay. And what do you think? What kind of income?
I work for the United States. I work for the United States Post Office, sir. I work for the United States Post Office down here in Augusta, Georgia, where I deliver the mail, the U.S. mail, for the city of Augusta.
Okay.
And I still ain't got any contact with the IRS about my money. And they ain't got any contact with me.
No, they're pretty challenging to work with. So, and one of our lead attorneys is a counselor for the Supreme Court of his state. And then we have the lady that runs our legal team was a forensic corporate auditor with the IRS for 25 years. So they'll be able to get to the bottom of it, figure out what's going on. So,
okay.
Okay. And then we got to go through income and expenses real quick. How do you file? Do you file married, single, head of household?
Well, sir, I've been trying to get in contact with somebody so I can get, you know, some understanding on what I need to do about filing my taxes. Right now, I haven't filed my taxes yet because I've been trying to get in contact with somebody. I hope somebody's going to get in contact with me. That's why I was saying I thank God that you called me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. What year needs to be filed? Is that for 23 and 24? Well, this year, obviously.
Yep. Yeah, but they've been taking all my, they've been taking my taxes. I've been filing taxes beforehand. Like I said, you just don't understand how much money I have lost dealing with this. Even when I filed taxes before last year, they cut some of my taxes because they said I owe this, I had to show this proof and all this stuff. You know, it's just a hot mess. And I just pray that somebody can help me get this and get my money so I can pay the IRS their money so we can break even so I can start fresh. And I want to just take off, you know what I mean? And put this behind me, move forward, and I can start living my life right and have some money. But I know they owe me something. I've been working for free.
And
they've been taking
my money.
How much
do you make monthly before taxes? Like, what do you think your income is?
Now? Now, I can't even tell you right now because my mind ain't right. You just caught me off guard with this one, so you got to excuse me. But I just need to talk to somebody. You know, you got some numbers that I can call you back on? I need a number I can get back to you.
No, it's okay. I'm going to have our legal team take a look at it, pull it up, see what's going on anyway. So that's okay. We'll get that later. Do you own your own home or do you pay rent?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Can I get your number personally so I can call you back if my phone hang up because it's about to die?
Yeah. Hang on. I'm going to text you my information. Let me know if you get this. Here's my direct line, my cell phone, my email, company website, or Better Business Bureau. Let me know if you got that.
Jeffrey Steve?
Yes, sir. Steve?
That's the big Steve is? How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, it's Steve's.
Steve's, okay. That's okay, cool.
Yeah.
So thank you, man.
Call me back when your phone's charged, and we'll figure it out. I'm sorry, what's your name, sir?
My name is Christopher Edward Parker.
Okay. All right, very good. And then what's your date of birth? I'll have him take a look and see what the heck's going on before you call me back.
March 1st. 1983.
March 1st, 1983. Okay, very good. So, yeah, you have my information. Call me back. Our phones kind of ring off the hook, so if I'm on the other line, just leave a message. I'll call you right back.
Okay, sir. All right, thank you very much, man. You have a blessing.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
You too, sir.
All right, okay, thank you.